Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, one of the most common complaints about AirPods is that they're only available in white. Many people have wondered why Apple doesn't offer a range of colorful AirPods to match iPhone colors and even AirPods Max. But an Apple collector who surfaces prototypes of unreleased products from the company has come across some images and data on Apple's plans to, at one point, release colorful AirPods. According to the collector, Apple has worked on several different versions of AirPods available in multiple colors. The initial plan was to launch AirPods in different colors alongside the iPhone 7, including colors black, purple, blonde, pink, and product red. It created prototypes of all of these different colors, but at some point in the process, it scrapped the idea in favor of going just with white AirPods instead. The decision to cancel multiple colors didn't come until late in the development process. According to this Apple collector, the colorful AirPods were canceled during the design validation testing phase, which is the stage at which actual production processes are used to verify that the devices can be manufactured. So during this process, Apple must have encountered some sort of roadblock that prevented it from moving ahead with AirPods in multiple colors, and it seemingly hasn't changed its mind since then. In other news today, WWDC kicks off on Monday, and Bloomberg's Mark Gurman is now reporting that Apple is about to introduce several new Macs at the keynote. Gurman says that he expects the keynote will mainly focus on Apple's new plans for the Mac and the new mixed reality headset. We've heard quite a bit of rumors about Apple's plans to announce a 15-inch MacBook Air at WWDC, but Gurman seems to think that Apple has bigger plans than just that one Mac. We are, of course, still waiting on the Apple Silicon Mac Pro and a new version of the Mac Studio, which is still powered by M1 chips, not M2. Whether or not these machines, however, are ready for an announcement at WWDC remains to be seen, and it's something that hasn't really been rumored. Something else to keep in mind is that Apple doesn't seem prepared to announce the M3 chip at WWDC this year. While that was something that was initially rumored, more recent supply chain reporting has said that Apple has pushed those plans back to the end of the year. So with all of that in mind, if Gurman is correct in saying that there are several new Macs coming at WWDC, the most likely candidates are that 15-inch MacBook Air, a new Mac Studio, and the Apple Silicon Mac Pro. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Roborock makes some of the best smart vacuum options on the market, and its latest Roborock S7 Max Ultra is your answer to a clean home. It has powerful features for things like no-go zones, hands-free cleaning, an excellent app designed for iPhone, and so much more. The Roborock S7 Max Ultra is available starting this month, and 95 Mac daily listeners can get $280 off by using the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Roborock and the new Roborock S7 Max Ultra for sponsoring 95 Mac Daily. Roborock is your answer to a clean home. Rounding out today, with WWDC said to focus primarily on the new Apple headset, we've seen a handful of reports so far this week with additional details on what to expect, plus even some hints from Apple itself. First and foremost, Apple is referencing XROS, the operating system that's expected to power the Apple headset, in its open source code and via the App Store Connect platform. App Store Connect is the platform through which developers can manage and distribute their apps for platforms including iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. But some developers have found that even though XROS isn't actually available, there are already references to it in App Store Connect, including the ability to trick the platform into thinking you're submitting an application directly for XROS. XROS is expected to be marketed by Apple as meaning extended reality, and at one point during the process, Apple considered calling the software platform RealityOS, but it settled on XROS instead. Meanwhile, a new leak from analyst Ross Young offers specific details on the displays that Apple's headset will use, According to the analyst, the headset will use two displays, both of which measure in at 1.41 inches, with a micro OLED screen technology, 4,000 pixels per inch, and more than 5,000 nits of brightness. Apple will use these two high-quality, industry-leading displays to create the immersive virtual reality experience for users. With a price tag of around $3,000, it makes sense that Apple's display technology is expected to be significantly better than what's currently available from headsets such as companies like Meta. And finally, Apple itself continues to tease the upcoming WWDC event, publishing a new post on its developer website inviting developers to, quote, code new worlds. The new worlds reference is likely a reference to using virtual reality to create immersive experiences for things like gaming, content, and more. This aligns with reporting from sources like The Information, who have suggested that XROS will include the ability for anyone to create an AR application to create 3D environments and worlds inspired by the real world around them. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.